Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. Food Sciences contains discussions of animal testing, gore, and death in an elevator.
What does that make it? 5 minutes now since I pressed the call button? Why does this have to be the slowest elevator in existence? I mean, I'm sure it's expensive to update, but this is a federally funded building. Can't we spare a few thousand to update the mechanical systems?
Hey, Hugh!
Solar! How's it going?
Nah, we've got a leak in the east wing. Shouldn't be too much trouble. Just don't get trapped or anything, though. I had to cut the power to the CCTV room just in case.
Good to know. Wasn't really planning on it.
What are you doing in today? I thought your sheet said you weren't checking in again until Tuesday.
Oh, there's a file I promised to give Dr. Avonix tomorrow.
So you came in on a Sunday?
Oh, he has a TA position next fall.
Ah, well, good luck. Your lab wasn't on fire last I checked.
That's not a funny joke.
Relax, you're more likely to see flooding just about anywhere in the building. I'm pretty sure we have a fire suppression system in place, though I'm not sure that it's actually on in every room. Anyway, see ya. Oh, by the way, Ursula said she's moving a bunch of stuff around for Dr. Anderson in animal sciences, so there might be some stuff in your way up there if she uses any botany rooms.
What? Again? Thanks. You know, if someone would turn on the lights in the stairwell, I'd happily take it at this point. Finally.
Going up?
Yes. That's a cow.
Well, sort of, yeah. Mostly. Are you getting in or not?
Is it safe for me to do that?
I mean, she's a cow, not a wolverine. Not that a wolverine would cause you any trouble, though. We usually have them in a nice sturdy cage when we're moving them.
I didn't know we had wolverines in the building.
Oh, we don't. Unless someone's running another project I don't know about. We brought our twins back to the conservation park almost 6 months ago. So are you getting in or not?
You're sure it's safe?
Yeah, just don't startle her and everything will be fine. She shouldn't bite.
So, this elevator sure moves pretty slow, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got to keep it nice and steady for the livestock. It's also 50 years old, so, you know.
There is an, I don't know, a freight elevator?
This is the freight elevator.
You're kidding.
Well, there's one elevator, and we put freight in it, so yeah.
So what exactly do you do with the cows?
Just the one, actually. Bessie here has been on a special diet with a new breed of mice, and we need some gut samples to make sure she's got everything working properly. The imaging equipment's too sensitive to move, and someone decided to build it on 5, so that's where it lives.
But the elevator was made to lift cows? I'm sorry, did you just say she eats mice?
Yep, Bessie's a carnicow. A bit of an odd name, even though she's technically an omnivore. She likes meat better, though. Especially rattlesnakes, for some reason. Hopefully, in the next 50 years, we'll have whole herds of them, and they can eat things like mice and lizards and rabbits in drought-prone areas and survive famines. Add a little bit of pest control to boot, you know?
That? Huh. Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's a bit freaky the first time you hear about it. You want to hear about our bone liquefying gun?
Oh god, no. That sounds terrifying.
I'm just messing with you. That's not actually a thing. So, what are you doing here? I thought the researchers agreed the lab was unofficially closed on Sundays.
I'm just grabbing some data from last week for our project lead. Carrot leaf surface area, mostly.
Oh, are you working with Dr. Ovonix?
Yeah, you know him?
That's why I don't know you. You're a botanist. Yeah, I only know Ovonix because my sheep ate some of his carrots last year.
That was you? He still talks about the horror of the orange demon sheep.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad the funding fell through on the bioluminescent livestock. But that was totally on him. He should have shut the door. We have doors between animal sciences and botany for a reason.
Trust me, that man triple checks at every door shut these days.
It's okay, girl. We're just laughing at silly academics. It's okay. Shh. It's okay, girl.
She is gonna move when the door opens, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully?
I mean, I've never taken her up an elevator before, so... yeah. Hopefully.
We better not get trapped in this elevator for hours because a cow decided to shift its weight towards us.
Nah. That'd never happen.
So what exactly do you do? I mean, sheep, wolverines, cows. Seems like you're bringing quite a zoo through here.
I'm with the lab itself. I oversee the animal science projects. I'm not tied to any specific one. Ursula Hotero.
Hugh Hovens. I'm one of Dr. Ovonix's grad students.
Oh.
If you make a high heavens joke.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure you misget that a lot.
Almost every single day. I guess it beats being a cow named Bessie, though.
She's got some ID number that ends in B-E-S. I figured it'd be better than calling her by that. Dr. Anderson has all 38 of her cows and 25 goats memorized by number. But I'm gonna keep naming them as long as they're coming through here.
Out of curiosity, are you using any of the botany rooms today? Solara said there was a chance.
Not yet. Possibly tomorrow, though?
Cool. This elevator stinks. Metaphorically, I mean.
Would you say that it stinks?
No, don't.
To Hugh Hovens? Okay, I'm sorry, but I had to do one.
Yeah, I get it. I have the most hilarious name ever. I get it.
No, that honor goes to a doctor nurse that used to live near me. Got his degree in linguistics and didn't realize the implications until it was too late. I always wondered what would have happened if he went to the hospital.
That would actually be pretty entertaining.
That's not good.
Is it broken?
No. No, she just flipped the emergency stop switch. Let me just, Oh, no, Bessie, no, ow!
What do I do?
Stay calm.
You are calm? Oh God, you're bleeding.
Ow, okay, stop yelling at the cow.
But...
Zip it! Okay, there you go, girl. Now slowly come over by me and gently push her head and shoulder, okay?
Yeah, okay, you got it. There you go, Bessie.
Got it, ow!
Oh, thank God. Are you okay? No, you're not okay. What am I saying? How bad are you hurt?
It's fine. No, it's not fine. That is a lot of blood. Or is it really that much? I think maybe it just smeared.
Here, take this before you lose any more.
I think I need to sit down.
Oh, I don't think that would be a great idea.
No, but I really, really need to sit down.
Hey. Easy, Bessie, please. I don't mean to be insensitive, but, what do we do when we reach the fifth floor?
Okay. We're gonna have to get Bessie into 505A before we do anything else. Otherwise, she'll wander around.
Let me rephrase that. You are going directly to a hospital. What do I need to do to manage the carnic cow?
Right. She'll follow you if you say, Vion. Just lead her to... Stand up! Oh, God. Ow. I should not have said that.
Your house straight. Carnic cow is crushing us.
Okay, maybe don't rub it in when it's painfully obvious.
Help! We're trapped in the elevator with a goddamn meat-eating cow.
Help!
Anybody? Help! Slur? Hey, we'll be fine. I can call someone and we'll be out of here and...
There's no service in the elevator.
Wi-Fi?
Not in the elevator. Ow! I can't feel my foot. Get up, you useless animal.
Is it getting a little hard for you to breathe?
Yeah, it is. If we pass out, he'll probably die of blood poisoning or something. I'll just bleed out.
Maybe if we could throw something at the door and jam it open.
You? There's three people in the building, and two of them are trapped in an elevator under a carnic cow. We gotta figure this out ourselves.
What?
can't breathe. God, don't know if I can.
I hope I never have to deal with electrical systems again. 3 hours and I still haven't gotten a CCTV. Oh, hey, that was fast. Aw, did Ursula send you up with some delicious mouse sausages so you wouldn't wreck the elevator? And did you make some wonderfully bloody nightmare fuel that I'm going to have to yell at her about? Come on, let's get you into the imaging room so I can bleach this ridiculous mess. How do you even get that much blood out of a dozen mice? Is one of your stomachs hurt? Ugh, I don't even want to think about internal bleeding on an animal that chews its own cud. Come on, girl. Bien, bien.
Food Sciences was written and directed by Brad Colebrook. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing and sound design by Brad Colebrook. Starring Esther Ellis as Hugh, Eli Barraza as Ursula, Newton Shuttlecotty as Salar, and Brad Colebrook as Bessie.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
There's something about the holidays that makes me want to spend time with people, and I'm glad I can do that over the airwaves.
Tonight, we'll be preparing the signature family ham glaze recipe for honey glazed ham with a side of green bean casserole.
Before I got on the road, I stopped at Walmart and bought as many Noche Buenas as I could fit in my car.
It's the tradition in my chosen family, you see. Just a bunch of old gays coming out for this gay old time.
If I had a nickel for every time somebody told me Merry Christmas and looked at me like I was crazy when I said Fox and Mer back, I could just buy a new radio instead of fixing this piece of junk.
Joy, Joy, are you still there?
Theoretically, I can get in contact with anyone down on Earth with my trusty Kenwood radio.
My partner couldn't get out of a family function, so I'm alone tonight. It's difficult being away from everyone.
Well, I have to choose between Judaism and the stars.
What about my Christmas, though? Why do I have to suffer so other people can have a magical Christmas?
Joy to the World is an orbiting holiday audio drama. This limited series follows Joy, an astronaut alone on the International Space Station, as they take calls from around the world on a lonely Christmas Eve. Find out more about the show online at joytotheworld.space.